the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DM is where all the weird lives.
DM Deep Dive time, part of the show where we go through our DMs, or actually Maria gets all of your DMs, and then she brings them to the show where we discuss.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, well, Danny wants to know, how does Mocha bleep out the bad words? I've always been so curious.
Oh, like what?
Easy.
Yeah, it's not that hard.
That's what she said.
You just hit the button.
Next DM.
All right.
What a question.
Welcome.
Shut up.
Oh! You know what? I'm going to really take the opportunity to say that right now.
Oh, my Maria. God.
Can I try?
No. Next DM, please.
Okay, Dernier says, how many holes does
you know
a straw have?
Here's my, because I know what's going to happen, is it's going to screw up. And Maury's going to be the only one to say the F word on the radio. I would not, Maury. Yeah, I would not. Don't. I would not.
Next DM, please, Maria.
Dernier says, how many holes does a straw have?
One. It's a stupid question.
Yeah. We've done this like so many times on the radio.
Stupid question.
Maria, what do you think?
I do think it's one hole.
Okay.
Just one.
One. Yeah. Mocha still got to bleep all this.
Hovering over the bleep button still. Damn it, Maury, what's your answer?
I think it's two.
What? Because how though?
There's two holes, one long passage between two holes.
Right.
Nah, it's but, still
but
one.
If, but if I took that straw and I cut it down to an eighth of an inch so it looked like a tiny little ring,
yeah,
would you still say it's two holes?
Well, no. Well, two holes. Can
you're going to have to bleep all this.
Yeah, this is just going
crazy. Never mind. Shem, do you even want to answer?
It's one hole, man.
Thank you.
Okay. Next DM, please, Maria.
Stephanie says, do you ever sit in complete silence? I swear I cannot.
Roz, I would say, is notorious and probably the only one on the show that could sit in complete silence.
I do it frequently. I will just sit in one spot, not even do anything, not even have a tea or a drink or my computer or my phone. I can sit on the couch and stare at the wall, and I can do that for hours.
Can you tell, I don't know if Maria and Shan, actually, I don't even know if Maury knows this. Can you tell everyone the story of that time that you told me where you woke up like super early and you just stared out the window for hours?
Oh yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Because the house was asleep. Everybody was asleep, right? And I just went up on the couch and I looked out the back window and I looked out the back window and then I saw Roxy get up,
uh-huh,
and I realized what time it was, and it had been like 2 hours where I'd just been looking out the back window at nothing. Like literally at nothing. I wasn't watching something. I wasn't looking at birds. It wasn't snowing. It wasn't raining. There was nothing interesting. It wasn't windy. It was nothing. And I can do that for hours.
Now, is there a chance that you looking out the window, like maybe you fell asleep with your eyes open? Do you think that could have been it?
No. No.
Like, were you thinking about
it? I know I did not fall asleep. Yeah, like I start thinking about stuff, but when I started meditating years ago, because I don't really do it that much anymore. I tried a little bit a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But what it did was the kind of meditation that I was doing was it allowed you to sort of just like dive deep while just sitting there. And the thing with the kind of meditation I was doing is distractions don't matter. Like you don't have to sit there and clear your mind. You don't have to do any of that stuff. Uh-huh. It's just sort of being there and just diving deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And, I can now just sort of do that like at will if I have the time, and I just won't come out of it, right? Like I'm just quite content to just sit and stare at the wall. Like I have no problem with it.
You went sat and counted bricks.
Yeah, I don't even think that I don't even feel like I've wasted my time. when I do it.
No, there's no way. I can't just sit in silence. Like, my mind is always going.
Yeah.
Even when I try to meditate at night.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about, like, work, life, just other stuff.
Yeah.
Happening. But I can never sit there and just, like, not think.
I completely think.
Or no, sorry. I can't sit in silence.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah. I won't even, like, sometimes if there's if the television's on or there's rarely music on, but sometimes if there's music on, I will just, like, turn it all off. Just so it's quiet. Like,
no.
I used to need distraction. I used to need noise because that's the sort of only way I felt comfortable. Mm-hmm. And now I'm completely fine with sitting in silence.
Maria?
I can't.
At all.
Like, even going to bed in silence, like, creeps me out. Like, I have to have some music on or the TV on.
Yeah.
I cannot be in silence.
I can, though.
I'll start talking to myself at some point. Like, I literally won't be able to sit in quiet.
My favorite naps that I have, though, I'll go in the room. And I won't even need to put it on. But we have this dehumidifier in the room.
Yeah.
That sounds like a jet engine. If I turn that thing on, it is so incredibly loud, I will fall asleep instantly.
Really?
Instantly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for all of your DMs. They go straight to Maria, who then brings them to the show where we discuss. Thank you for that, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
Time for the DM Deep Dive, part of the show where we go through our DMs and see what comments and or questions you may have for us.
Maria! What do we get in the DMs today?
I like that one. All right. Carly says, how do you shower? Facing the shower head or have the water hit the back of your head?
Both.
Same. I shower mainly when I step into the shower facing away. But then, like, when I wash my face or my hair or anything like that, then I turn around, face the shower head.
You wash your hair facing the shower?
No. Like, I rinse everything out.
Facing, though?
Yeah, I rinse
my head with my back to the shower.
Really?
What do you do? And I tilt my head
back like this?
Yeah.
Oh. No, I forward like this, and then I scrub that way.
Don't you get soap in your eyes?
No. Even when I rinse, like, when I wash my face, and I rinse all the water out, I'm facing the shower head.
I've never done that.
Yeah. Oh. And then, like, when I lather up my body with like, my body wash, when I rinse it all off, I'm facing the shower head.
Yeah, because you have to rinse off. Whenever
I have to rince stuff off,
you're always facing the shower head. Except for your bum.
Correct.
Do you bend?
Yes.
A little bit?
A little bit.
Or, like, right over?
A little bit.
A little bit. Uh-huh. Like, I arch my back kind of thing, like I'm twerking.
What?
Yeah, like that. Oh, yeah.
So chest out.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And booty up. Okay.
Yeah, and then I reach around.
With your right hand?
Both.
Both hands?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Core strength.
Yeah.
Maria, real quick, you face the shower head or
I like when I get in?
Yeah,
because I'll have the water running first for like a good 5 minutes to like heat up the washer.
5 minutes?
Yeah, my dad. I let my water bill. My dad gets mad at me.
Yo, Roz getting mad at you right now for that water bill.
My kid showers for an hour.
Yeah,
an hour.
An hour.
If it's an everything shower, I'm in there for a good hour for sure.
An hour.
Hour?
Yeah.
But what do you want? Like for an hour? Like, are
just
you
chilling.
Putting like different things?
Sometimes,
in your hair?
Sometimes, honestly, I'll sit in the shower first for like a good just like 5 to 7 minutes, just standing in the water.
Yeah.
And then I'll begin.
What, like thinking and stuff?
Yeah, you know, sometimes put music on, I'll sing a little bit.
It's a whole thing, dude.
Wow. Do you know from the time the shower turns on to the time I get out of the shower, it's no more than 4 minutes.
Same.
So your timer's gone off and I haven't even gone in yet.
Yeah. 4 minutes, Maria. Yeah. Like when I turn the shower on, it takes like seconds for it to warm up.
Yeah, I know.
You wait.
Maria puts on the shower, goes downstairs, makes a tea. Yeah.
You're gonna pay a water bill one day, Maria.
Yeah, 4 minutes from the time the shower goes on to when I step out.
Yep.
Next DM, please, Maria.
Okay, Selena says, Roz and Mocha, do your friends and family and significant others listen to the show every day? Sometimes you guys talk about the people in your life, and I wonder if anyone has ever gotten upset at the things that you have said. I was listening to the podcast yesterday, and Shem was telling a story about how he helped his friends move, and they didn't feed him, and Roz said they were bad friends.
Yeah.
Stories and comments like that make me wonder if anyone actually ever gets mad or upset at the comments you make about them.
Okay, before we answer,
yes,
let's go to Shem first. Did your friends hear when Roz made that comment about them after you helped them move?
They sure did.
Yeah.
And did they text you the same day or did they wait?
No, they're big podcast listeners.
Oh,
so okay. They heard it on the podcast.
Damn, the podcast.
Yeah. And they had
a, I'm so surprised. Whatever we say on the live show, it's on the podcast anyway. Okay, that. So what happened?
Well, they had a few choice words for you, Ross.
Yeah?
Yeah, a few choice words.
Well, I had a few choice words for them.
Your lousy friends.
They're crap friends.
Ross, go ahead.
No, I mean, Catherine will call me out on stuff, but she'll do it in the moment on text.
Oh, okay.
Right, because she doesn't listen to the podcast. The only, she listens like very, for a short period of the day, but I'll hear about it immediately.
Yeah.
Just like on text. Very rarely does she disagree with something. I tell stories in a different way than she does, so sometimes our experiences will be different.
Sure.
But other than that, no, I don't think anybody's ever really got mad at all. Like, no. I think that I don't say stuff that I where I would. Like, I'm not like I'm not Maury, right? Like, I know. I know Matthew does not listen to the show.
No, Matthew never hears anything. The only
Nothing.
Person who's ever gotten mad is my sister Mira at Mocha for saying she's not my sister.
but she's not your sister though, bro.
I know, but she gets so offended because she's like, but we are sister and brother.
No, but you're not though. You're not blood related.
You're not related in any way.
Yeah.
But, no, but by love.
Then we're all siblings.
Yeah. Mira is not your sister.
That hurts.
It's the truth.
And to answer the question, no one has ever called me out or no one has ever said anything to me about something that I've said to them. Now, I will get texts during the show when we've said things and be like, OMG, I can't believe you said that. Or I totally forgot this happened. Or, you know, did that really happen if I'm talking about someone else?
Okay, so we did a thing last week where we were talking about is it okay to tell your spouse a secret that a friend told you, right? And I said, no, and I never do that. Like, if a friend tells me a secret in confidence, I won't tell Catherine. I got home, and Catherine was like, what are you holding out on?
Oh, no.
She's like, you got to share. She's like, if you have hot goss, you got to share it with the wife.
And what'd you say?
Right? I had nothing. I had nothing.
Like, no goss, or you just didn't want to say
anything?
No, I
had no goss.
Oh, okay.
I had
no goss. In that moment, you didn't just unload all the secrets?
I don't know secrets. No, but she didn't believe me.
Yeah.
Right? So now I look like the one who's holding out,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
that didn't go well for me that day. At all. That wasn't a good day. At all.
Thank you for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in. Keep submitting them through any of the KISS social accounts. They make their way over to Maria, who then brings your comments and or questions to the show. That was a lot of fun. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. I regret this already.
Here we go. DM Deep Dive time, ladies and gentlemen.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Roz, this first one's for you. Steven says, does Roz feel like working with Maria is preparing him for how Roxy will be in the future? Is he scared?
Oh, my God.
Oddly, yes.
Because
not,
Maria,
not scared.
Maria's 27 years old. Your daughter, Roxy,
will be 14.
13. She's going on 14. Yeah.
She'll be 14 in like a month. And does it feel? Yeah, in a weird way, it sort of does.
Yeah.
Because Roxy's at the age now, like, where 14-year-olds, you sort of see the person she's going to become, right? At 14, like all the personality, everything else, like all that stuff. And then you can sort of, and with Maria, you could tell Maria was very much who she is now when she was 14, right? Like,
yeah.
That sort of personality, it just evolves. It doesn't change. And so, yes, I would say that working with Maria, I do often think that, like, if God, if my kid's like that at 27.
What? What does that mean?
Got.
However,
the look on Maria's face just
and you know, oh my God, can I tell you who the biggest Maria fan is?
Who?
Like, I mean, the biggest. I saw him recently, and literally, he always says incredible stuff about the show. Is such a good friend of the show, and the first thing he said was Maria, and the two follow up questions were Maria, Maria, Maria.
Really? Who?
Scott friggin' McGilvery.
Hey!
No!
Yes!
Yay!
Yes!
Our friend Scott McGilvery,
yes,
loves Maria.
Loves.
Wow.
Loves.
That made my day.
Well, I wonder if also, because Scott's got two young
exactly.
kids, young daughters at home as well,
yep.
If he hears Maria talking and like some of her life experiences and things that she's gone through.
Oh, no. He just likes that she roasts us.
Oh!
I can do more of that.
No. Don't.
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right, Lester says, have you tried Wordle in hard mode? You can change the mode in settings.
Hard mode?
Hard mode.
Wait, what?
Wordle's already hard.
Wait, there's another version
only if you
of Wordle
download for some app. Of us.
I think you might have to download the app for this. Yes.
No.
But there is a hard mode.
Wait, so does hard mode then have like a different word?
I guess, yeah.
But like, what makes it harder than word? Like, it's only 5-letter words. Like, is it just like
maybe
more
there's
difficult?
Less clues? Like, I'm not exactly sure, but it could be less clues and stuff.
Difficult?
I don't know what the difference is.
I don't know. I think they're just probably harder words, like words that just.
Oh, you know, on the website, oh, at the top there, you're just saying, and then in hard mode.
What's the difference, though?
I don't know.
Is the
any
answer.
Any revealed hints must be used in subsequent guesses. I don't know what that means.
So you mean like now?
I'll just leave it the way it is.
So the answer is no. The answer is no.
We got time for one more DM, please, Maria.
Okay, Jupal says, what's a funny thing you've done while drunk that your friends always laugh about?
Maria, go.
Okay.
And how long ago did this happen?
Probably like, I don't know, 6 years ago.
Okay.
And we went out for Halloween. And we went to, remember when Thompson Diner was around?
Yeah.
Okay, so we went there after. That was like the go-to place. Every time we went out, we went to Thompson Diner for mac and cheese. I wasn't done my mac and cheese, and for some reason, they were taking forever to get me a takeout container that I took the cast iron thing that it came in, and I put it in my shirt.
In your shirt?
And and my friends didn't know that I did this because we got outside, and I said, anybody want the rest of my mac and cheese?
Wait,
and there was
the
forks
and
the cast
home.
Iron thing in my hand.
So you didn't really want it.
Well, no, I did. I continued to eat the rest of it in the Uber.
Is that the lobster truffle mac and cheese they used to have?
No, just the regular mac and cheese.
It was a good mac and cheese.
So now I have this cast iron thing at home, and we make burrata in it and brie in it.
So you stole dishes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what? That's the one thing that your friends always bring up?
Oh, there are plenty other things, but I'm not saying on the right now.
Okay, tell us one more thing. If I have to bleep it, I'll bleep it.
There was one time where I was dancing at this club with my friends, and instead of I had to fall, okay? I was like,
I had to.
I missed my step and I went to fall, and my sister and one of our friends were sitting in front of me, like on the steps, because there was like steps down from where our booth was.
Yeah.
And instead of me just falling sideways, I thought it'd be better if I like tucked and rolled above them. So I like leaped over them because I had to fall somewhere, and I rolled basically over them and then hit my face like face first into the floor, and I busted my lip so bad, and I had a presentation at school on Monday.
Yeah.
And I walked in with a busted lip, and everyone still talks about it because they were calling me Kylie Jenner for a good like 2 weeks because it was so big.
Oh no. Wow. And look at that. We have no time to share stories from anyone
damn,
else.
Sorry.
Listen, I don't control the timing of the DM deep dive, Maria. That's how it be sometimes. Keep your DMs coming in to any of the KISS social accounts. They make their way over to Maria, who then brings them to the show. Thank you for sharing, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
4 days away from Christmas. Here we are, DM deep dive time. Damn. Let's get through all the tings,
Maria,
y'all.
What do we got today? What do people want to know?
Okay, Fiona wants to know, my question is, for the couples that decorate the tree together, if they do not fight, is it because one person chooses to be the bigger person?
Oh, damn. No, Catherine and I have never fought really about decorating the tree. We just agree on everything. Like, I'm not precious about the tree. And I think everything changes when you put a kid into the mix, right? Because then it becomes letting the kid do the kid things, and they get their own ornaments and everything else, and you're picking them up and they're doing all that. And you can't go around fixing where the kid put all the stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Like, is that that's rude. And then you're going to hurt the kid's feelings, and you look like a jerk.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So there has been a couple of years where like all of our ornaments were on like the bottom 2 feet of the tree because that's as high as the kid could reach.
It's kind of our tree now.
Yeah. And she didn't want to put higher.
I'll
tell
you what's amazing. So Cruz is now he's 6 years old. He's now into Star Wars. Right.
Yes.
And even before Cruz was around, I had these like Lego Star Wars Christmas tree ornaments.
Mm-hmm.
So. And I got like a Back to the Future DeLorean and everything
Done.
Now, right?
Yes.
So every now and then, for the years that we've been together, I always like kind of tucked them away. They were still there. I knew they were there. They made me happy. Jenna was fine with it, right? Now that Cruz is into Star Wars, yeah, like he like showcases them.
Yes.
They're like front and center.
Yes. There's a battle going on.
I'm like, yes.
Yes.
It's right next to the, like the Star Wars one is right next to the Back to the Future one.
Yes.
That one is next to the ridiculous looking Golden Retriever one with wearing the Santa hat. It's amazing.
It's the best. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm all for it. I don't fight. I mean, we know Dammit Maury and Dammit Matthew fight every year and we play it on the show. But that's just because they fight about everything, though. It's not like you specifically fight about the tree.
No, it's part of the tradition.
You don't know how to decorate a tree. Okay, no. I like to see everything laid out and, like, determined from there, please.
Well, can I hang the vintage one?
Maury?
It'd be weird if we didn't fight.
What about you, Shem? When you're decorating like at home, like with your family, whatever, or this year, did you decorate with your girlfriend?
Bro, I don't even touch decorations at all.
At all?
Don't do anything. I let it all happen and I just eat. That's it.
You don't put one thing up in the apartment?
Not one thing
nothing.
Up.
Really?
Nothing.
But even
nothing.
This year, like
the
your
red
first Christmas.
Silk sheets don't come out?
Well.
But like this is your first Christmas with your girl, right? Were you a girl? So did you guys decorate? I guess you didn't decorate together?
Nope. I stay away from Christmas decorating. I just don't care to do it. I mean, I go get the decorations.
Uh-huh.
I'll go get the box.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll help tear it down, but I'm not putting any lights up or anything like that.
Really?
No, I'm not doing any of that stuff.
And what about you,
Maria?
A tall
guy like you.
Yeah, no.
Man, I could use you. I could use some help every now and then.
What about you, Maria?
Yeah, it becomes like a whole family thing. Everyone comes over.
But do they fight?
There are some along the way. Because I'll like to try to put Chris's music on, and then my dad will change it to like all the Greek village music. So then we have to listen to that while we're decorating. So we
like
can't
Greek
even...
Christmas music?
No, there's no Greek Christmas music. It's
just
lot of
straight up Greek music.
Oh yeah. Just that's what gets him in the holiday spirit.
It's
I guess
like a lot of Opa.
Yep.
Wow. But and your dad is just like heavy with the Greek playlist all the time. Anyway,
there's no other music that's allowed to be played. So that's what happens, and then. My mom or my sister, my older sister is very OCD when it comes to things.
Yeah.
So if I come in there and like, I like to put all the ornaments everywhere, make it just look like fun and,
yeah,
you know,
put
the kid ones and the colored ones. And she is like, absolutely not. So then everything I'm touching, my sister has to touch it again and remove it.
Oh no. And then do you get mad?
And then I'm like, why'd you move that? And she goes, the colors don't match. So then somehow all the work I did, the tree's been turned around to the back.
Greek music playing in the background. Must be chaos in your house.
I could not. I'd be Shem at that point.
My dad ends up hiding somewhere in the family room.
Next DM, please, Maria.
All right. Patrice says, what is something that you heard from the Roz and Mocha show you wish you could have gone your whole life without knowing, excluding all things Maury related? For example...
She's talking about the boogers in the underpants, by the way.
Yeah, because that was going to be my number one answer.
Yes.
For example, I had the misfortune of learning about butt wreaths, and now every time Christmas comes around, it comes up in my head. Thanks a lot, smooth, cool dude.
Okay, so this person's talking about episode, we're going back years, Roz, and I have the audio example here of what she's talking about. This is episode 59, going back to December of 2018, talking about butt wreaths.
So they say the perfect way to make a festive bum wreath, Mocha, in case you're wondering, is you just grab a pair of like old leggings or pants and you cut a hole in the butt so your cheeks are exposed. And then you decorate around the edges of that hole with like bells and tinsel and garland. And
like a regular wreath.
Like a regular wreath. And then when you turn around, your tushy is there and it's framed perfectly in a Christmas wreath.
So that is what Patrice is talking about.
Yeah.
So is there anything that you could think of that you heard on the show, not including Dammit Maury's stuff?
Not the gross Maury stuff?
Uh-huh. That
I mean,
you kind of hope that you never learned.
No, because we say it all. Like, I wouldn't say it if I you've never said anything where I'm like, oh, didn't need to hear that.
Hmm.
Right? I've certainly never said anything where I felt, why did I say that?
Actually, I think the one thing that comes to mind is the amount of times that you've talked about the amount of time that you spend on the toilet.
Right.
And that you could know, like, without hesitation, sit there and eat, like, a slice of pizza or have, like, a full sandwich while sitting on the toilet.
Not a full half. If it's a cut sandwich, half. I don't bring the other half in.
Excuse me.
What am I, an animal?
Eating a sandwich. Eating a sandwich on the toilet. Well, either like before, during, or after toilet stuff.
We had pizza last night.
Uh-huh.
I had finished my pizza. I was all done. I got up from the couch to go pee.
Yeah.
As I was walking through the kitchen, I passed the box on the counter. And instead of going pee and then waiting and coming back, as I was walking to the bathroom, I opened the box. I grabbed a slice. I went in. I sat down. I had a pee. And by the time I came out, I was down to the crust.
Oh my.
No,
so
Ross,
you finished
no.
peeing before you finished that slice of pizza.
Oh,
which
yes.
meant you sat there so you could finish the slice of pizza.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, yeah.
Wish I didn't know that. Maria, for the amount of time that you've listened to the show, you've grown up listening to the show, now a part of the show.
Yeah.
We've been doing the show for 14 and a half years now. Do you have an answer for this?
Yeah, I would definitely say the washroom habits of yeah. Ross. I would also have to say, more recently with the shoes, the not washing of the shoes, and then the feet and the legs and the hair.
Oh, right.
Because I don't wash my legs?
No, remember that day you came in with them stank ass shoes that you had to throw away?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Oh, regret. Oh, that's another thing. I wish I never smelt that shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So gross.
Yeah. Yeah. This is why Maury wasn't included in this, because now I'm wondering all the other things I've smelt that I wish I haven't.
Keep your comments and your questions coming through on the DMs, because we get a chance to talk about them every day on the show. Thank you, Maria.
Smell. Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
All right, gang, time for the DM Deep Dive. Let's get into it.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, Jessica says, do you believe in New Year's resolutions, Roz and Mocha? I'm going to try and not eat sweets every day and get involved with stupid men. Do you have any for this year, or is it just me?
I don't generally know.
Mine is the same every single year, and that's to try to work out more than I do now.
You're always, whenever you do anything like that, it's always like a health thing. But it's,
yeah.
But it's not to turn my life around. Like, you're always like, I'm going to try and do a little more of this or a little less of this. Like, I think that your goals from past years have been very realistic goals. Like, you don't sort of, you've never come in here saying, guys, you know, new year, new me, I'm turning it all around.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's always achievable things,
like,
I would say.
Realistic. I'm going to walk to work every day instead of
stuff
drive.
Stuff like that.
Right?
Right?
See, I care about the environment.
Yes.
It may take me 12 hours to get here, but still.
Like Jessica wrote is saying that she's going to not eat sweets or get involved with stupid men. Neither of those things are achievable. Yeah. You're going to spend the whole year with stupid men.
Yeah.
It's
January
unavoidable.
2nd, she's eating a bag of gummy worms.
Yes, because of stupid men.
Uh-huh. Maria, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I wouldn't say it's like a New Year resolution, but I definitely, like, my goal next year is to run a half marathon.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So were you supposed to do that last, like, this past year?
Yeah, and then my knee went all
whack,
so I'm trying to get there so that I can run it next year.
Okay.
And yeah, I just
don't.
Wanna...
Just don't. Don't.
Why?
Please don't run a marathon. Because, you know, marathon runners, they don't shut up about it. Running. Oh. Everything's about the running.
I'm going to come in every day and I'm going to show Roz how much I ran.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shows
but
you
just,
your lap time, minutes,
just talking
all that
about
stuff.
Running. It's not interesting to people.
You know what, Maria? We support you.
Thank you.
I support you.
We would
100%.
Love. We, Shem, damn it, Maury, and I would
and
love
me.
To hear about your running journey to get you to that marathon.
And Roz,
whatever,
you know what I'm really
support,
gonna,
whatever support that
Thank
you need
you.
From us, we got you, okay?
Oh,
Roz, you know what I'm going to talk about too?
What?
Shin splints.
Yeah. Oh, great. Oh.
Anybody else, real quick? Anyone else have a New Year's resolution? Maury. Damn it, Maury?
I'd like to at least order like a little bit less Uber Eats.
That's
okay.
It?
Oh, and, you know, head back to the gym and do some spin classes.
When's the last time you were at the gym?
I was supposed to go Monday, but I can't.
No. When was the last time? It's not when not when were you supposed to go.
When was the
when
last?
When did you go? When was the last time you actually went?
October.
Okay. When was the last time you were supposed to go?
Monday.
Okay.
Hey, Maury.
Yeah.
You know I teach spin classes, right?
But, do
yeah,
you
no
really?
I do. Yes, I'm starting again in January.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You should FaceTime Maury, do a spin class.
Yeah,
but on what?
Oh, I guess you don't have a. You'd have to just sit on the edge of the couch and pretend.
Yo, what? We should all go to a Maria class.
I'm not doing that.
We should all do it. You
have
guys want to do it?
Enjoy.
I think it would be great.
Have
I'll
fun.
Do a spin class.
Perfect.
But I have to drive all the way to where you are.
No.
So what?
Yes. Yeah. I have a spin place that just opened up a block away.
Cool. Have fun, all of you. Next
Shem,
question.
You want to go?
No, there's no way.
I'm with Roz, man.
What?
Great.
Come on.
Spin class.
I got to go by myself, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Enjoy. Have fun. Enjoy.
Maria, I will be there.
I
will
love
set it up.
Yes.
I will be there.
Perfect.
Okay. Next question, Maria.
All right, Jay says, out of all your cultural backgrounds, which language has the duttiest mouth when it comes to curse words? Greek, Portuguese, Guyanese, Israeli, Jewish, or Jamaican?
Israeli, Jewish? Did you say Israeli, Jew?
He put both, so I wrote both.
Who's okay. Jamaican on the show?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, where am I?
Okay, oh, sorry. Jamaican, my bad.
Who has, oh man.
Matthew's Portuguese is dirty.
Yeah.
I would say, like, the one that sounds the most harsh, actually, when it comes to language, the one that sounds the most harsh is definitely, like, Russian, right?
Yeah.
Just, if we're talking just in general, right?
Mm-hmm.
In general, it would be Russian, I think. I think in terms of, like, swear words and anger, is anyone, like, from the Caribbean, in my opinion?
They swear the right. most?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Jamaican. Like, yo, you get a Jamaican going?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All swears. Same yeah. with Portuguese, right, Mar?
Oh, that's all they do.
That's all they do is swear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about
it's
Greek?
It's incredible.
Oh, yeah. Greeks, like, they they swear a lot. And the Greek language, like, it could sound really nice, but it could also sound really aggressive.
Yeah.
It's like I only know one swear word in Israeli or Jewish.
Which is what?
Leilis Dayan.
What does that mean?
Son of a...
Oh. See, that's kind of tame, though, yeah, right?
Very tame.
Very tame.
Yo, Italian, though. If you get an Italian going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know if the words translate to really, really harsh words, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't, like, there's not a lot of languages that have the equivalent of some of the English words that are so offensive to people, right?
Yeah, I'm going to vote for Jamaicans on this one.
Yeah.
What about, I mean, Germans, when they get angry, it's loud.
Everything
sounds
like
they just always sound angry.
Yes.
Yeah. I
just like
think
Russian.
Just
yeah.
like Russian.
Right?
Yep.
We got time for one more DM, please.
Okay, Shannon says, I'm highly offended that Roz hates runners.
Yo, what, did that DM just come in now?
Yeah. I told him that you, brackets Maria, and I will run the marathon next year dressed as Roz.
Oh, my God. Yo, Shannon.
I can't.
That is incredible.
Cool.
Thank you for all of your DMs. This is how we go into the holiday season, the holiday weekend. Keep your DMs coming in. We will continuously be checking them. Any of the DMs that you send into any of the KISS social accounts make their way over to Maria, who then brings them to the show. That was amazing. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS 92.5.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.